You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Ay, papi!
Let's go!
Vamos, let's go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another iteration of the Prem Show with the Cooligans.
I thought he was going to go, aye, puppy.
I didn't because there's currently no puppy.
We just switched to puppy cam. Ain't no puppy there, dog.
No pup. Nutmeg's out for a walk. He will be back in a moment. He was sleeping for quite a bit. He was like, I don't care what time the show is starting. I need to go get I got to get my stretch. Okay.
Nature's calling, so you know, tell the show to chill a little bit.
I got him one of those, Apple Watches, so he could, do the calorie count. He's very into that.
he got a Fit Bark.
Okay, I think that's a real thing. Fit Bark is very much a real
thing. Is it?
Yes.
Oh, 100%. Right as we start, wifey hits the doorbell. I'll be right back in a second.
Do your thing. Yes. Welcome to the Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco. That's Alexis Guerreros, who has to get the door. For his wife, the hero, the nurse, fighting COVID and in the front, on the front lines. So shouts to her. Welcome to another episode of Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. This is a spinoff. This is the spinoff podcast of the Cooligans, and we do the show live on Twitch with everybody in the Twitch chat who is very much a part of the show. So if you are listening to this podcast, you are missing out on part of the experience of being, it's very interactive. So follow us, twitch.tv/soccercooligan, so you can be a part of the show. We do it every week, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. So come through because it's a party in here, and it's very much a party today.
Their nipple just said, does Alexis's wife not have a key to their house? She does. She just keeps forgetting it. But again, she's a hero, so I can't say anything.
Yeah, she can do no wrong. That's the rule. It is a party, not just a party like at Arsenal.
Hey,
all right,
baby, welcome to the party.
Okay, it is a party because we finally, after what? We started on Twitch maybe, 6 months ago, 7 months ago at the beginning of the lockdown, and we have reached 500 followers. We did it!
500. Thanks to all of you right now in the chat. Thank you so much.
Yes. It's been a dope, a different experience, right? Like we've been doing the podcast for a long time, but to be able to do it on Twitch and be a little bit more interactive and get to do a little bit more fun stuff, have the puppy cam, all these things has made it has brought like a little bit new energy to the Cooligans. So thanks, thank you everybody. Thank you.
We listened way too much to the chat because it was your suggestion to have a puppy cam, and then Christian just went out and actually did it.
Exactly. Chupa Chachi, thank you so much for the sub. We appreciate it. To everybody who's subscribing, I promise you will get an extra dose of Nutmeg Cam when he gets back. So
when Nutmeg returns, we'll cut to it. Almost there said we need a Jose graphic chasing Alexis out when he walks away, like he did, I guess, to Dyer when Dyer went to the bathroom.
Oh, right.
Get Jose Mourinho out there. Okay. Also, Northwood guitarist. Speaking of GoFundMe, Daryl Grove is still 23,000 short for this round of chemo. So we all need to thank you so much, Hot Mess Express 10, for following. And everyone, we should put that link back in the chat to make sure we can all support Daryl Grove.
Let me do that exactly. Boom, it's in the chat. It is, I think this is, okay, yeah, you see it there. Please help our friend Daryl Grove. I mentioned it last week. He is battling cancer and had a terrible issue where the insurance company is like not covering the chemotherapy anymore. It's like
ridiculous.
So, Daryl, if you know Daryl, one of the best dudes in the world.
To know him is to love him.
Correct. Okay. So let's. Where should we begin? Outside of the fact that, I want to just continue. Thank you to everybody who is here on Twitch and has been kind of supporting us, doing this with us. It's been super, super fun, and we're definitely very, very grateful. To getting to 500 followers is not easy on Twitch in general. It's like it's a whole other landscape. We're not playing games on here all day, so the people here are...
Because you know we don't play games.
the people here are the true supporters and showing a lot of love. People listening to the podcast, thank you we hope you continue to enjoy what we're doing. All right,
let's talk transfer window. Most important thing, why did Everton not really buy nobody? You know?
Well, let's talk about the failed transfer window for Everton Football Club.
Yo, scammed your fans into believing in this season.
Some Architect, thank you for the sub. Appreciate it. Okay. Look, Steve's second dick has returned.
Hey, shouts to us for getting Steve's second dick here. Because if not, we just yelling, yo, Steve sucking dick, everyone. And it sounds like we're saying something else.
Okay, you're going to make me pull out these gloves, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Everyone's like, yo, Steve's a nice guy.
LCAB just threw in there, let's talk about Matriza. We should talk about Matriza because that's been some interesting news regarding that. We'll get there.
But none of that's been confirmed.
None of that has not been confirmed. But it is weird that you... I don't know who was it. Somebody... it was like a Saudi Arabian tweet, kind of like written in Arabic, and it looked like from some sheik or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, welcome Matriza to the club. And it's just like, all right, wait, I didn't hear about any of this.
You can do whatever you want if you just put it on Twitter. I just made a little video saying, welcome $1 billion into my bank account, and we're still waiting to hear if that's going to happen or not.
Okay. Yes. Where should we start as far as the transfer deadline? Day was a Monday or Tuesday?
It was Monday. It was exciting. It ends for us. If you're listening in Europe, it ends for us at 6 p.m. So it's a nice day. It's a nice full day of just, hey, the hell's going on, you know? But then we get to eat dinner knowing what happened. You guys, it ends at your midnight. Some of y'all going to bed hoping your team signed somebody. So there's some Manchester United fans who went to bed very angry, but they're like, well, whatever. At least we'll have Jadon Sancho when this is all over. Then you woke up twice as mad as you went to bed.
Yeah, so let's should we take a look at some of the names on here? I can pull up the site, the link that you had posted.
They're going over winners and losers on this site.
Okay,
so
it's on Yahoo Sports. So Liverpool got Diogo Jota, right?
Right.
From
they also signed Thiago Alcantara right before.
Right, but he's quarantined, right? Or he's he's quarantined. Oh, did he test positive?
I don't think so. I don't think he tested positive, but wasn't he like exposed?
I don't know. But the quarantine is obviously he would have to wait regardless, but
right.
So please, anybody, if anybody knows, you please confirm. I don't want to just speculate about positive.
Manchester City, right? They went out and they got Nathan Ake for £41 million. Not bad.
Did you see Ake today against Mexico?
No. How do you do?
He was getting. He got put in the spin cycle by Tecatito. Tecatito Corona, bro. He was going at him, especially in that second half. It was incredible.
Data, dude. That's what's making these dudes look like world beaters, bro.
Yeah.
Remember what I said? If Tata doesn't become the men's national team coach, we're going to regret it.
It was cool to see was Frank de Boer against Tata Martino. So both Atlanta United coaches and the Atlanta United coach that people like won the game.
Weird that the one everyone hated, his team didn't play as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't as inspired.
So Manchester United.
But Nathan Ake is also, what, 5'10", right? 5'9"? How tall is he for a defender?
No, he's pretty tall, right? He's not a small dude.
No, he is. He's small.
I don't know how tall he is.
All right, we got to look it up.
He's a center back, right? He's not a wing back.
He's 5'11".
That's not small.
On Wikipedia. I'm 5'10 and a half. I'm shorter than
you're not small either. You think you're short?
Not sideways. For as
tall
a center
do you
back?
Think center backs are. What's the tallest
center
back? You
got to be. You got to hit like 6'1", 6'2", to be what I would consider a 45 million pound defender. 5'11", you're a tall midfielder. That's what you are.
No, I think, I mean, we've seen some.
6 foot seems short for a defender.
I don't know. I think six.
Especially in the Prem?
Mina's 6'5". Golubanka,
yeah, Mina's a fucking monster,
there's,
though.
There's not. I mean, there's some shorter. Yeah, I would say maybe 6'1 to 6'3 is like probably the standard. But
Aussie AB said, and a half is really important because 5'10 is small. I'm 5'10 and a half because sometimes you measure me, and
Alexis,
I think it's mostly from the big noggin.
Alexis still does that with his age, you know? Yeah, yeah, 3/4.
I'm 21 and 3/4. I'm getting old.
Oh man, but no,
dude,
I think
sometimes I get measured and I'm just everyone's like, oh, we'll round up to 5'11. I say I'm 5'10 on most things, but
okay,
with or without shoes, why are you asking so many questions? I bought these platform boots for a reason.
but obviously, I think the biggest news has to be Manchester United signing Edinson Cavani, right? Whether it's good news or bad news. I just got confirmation. Jay Worth just said tested positive to Thiago. So
Colo Blanco said the same thing before. Okay. But here's the thing. Pre or post COVID haircut. Yeah, Christian's now like 6'4". Here's the thing. Edinson Cavani, older but still very good. Telles, not exactly the massive signing you wanted. They do more to stabilize Manchester United than a Jadon Sancho would. But I'm always like, I'm always thinking, what is Jadon Sancho thinking, right? If there were still calls coming in on that last day, the last thing homie saw was y'all get walloped, right? You so think homie was like, I'm not fixing this.
You got smacked, okay?
Bruh.
By Spurs, 6-1, that was bad, right? And I see some of the signings that Manchester United make, but you have to think like, yo, are you going to really look into this the defensive issues, because there seems to be a glaring hole
yeah.
when it comes to the center back positions.
Or maybe there's a problem in training, because it seems like defenders are pulling down other defenders, and that's not a good look.
That was pretty amazing, right? Harry Maguire, who was it that scored the goal?
Aurier.
Yeah.
Because I had him on fantasy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the goal after Harry Maguire? For some reason, the ball's in the box, is bouncing around, trying to clear it out. Luke Shaw, closest to it, and looks like he's about to get like a foot on it. Harry Maguire pulls Luke Shaw down.
Get out of my way. I'm trying to defend. Defender.
You know? Co-worker, I'm trying to do my job and not let you do yours. Okay,
it's like if you're trying to send an email, right? If you're trying to fight a fire and one of the other firefighters in your house is about to hit the hose on the fire, you punch him in the face so that you can hit the hose on the fire, and then you miss and hit the other house. That's what happened. It was wildly embarrassing.
Yeah, it looked really. Obviously, you know, that was just one of the six goals.
yo. And why? Look, I know there was a red card, right? And that, Liverpool took a bigger L because of that.
Was there
right?
a red card in that game? Yes, there was.
Yeah, Martial. Yeah. Because of that, Liverpool saved y'all asses. Because y'all would have been the talk of this whole thing if it wasn't for Liverpool.
Right. Yeah, they took the bigger L with no red card.
No red cards. That's it. That's the only reason y'all took less of a red card. Because they at least scored two goals.
But even, you know, a lot of times what would happen when we get a red card in any game, usually the defenders or the plan is to just bunker down and really just like, let's not give up any more. Let's hopefully get a counter. Maybe we can tie this game. But when you give up, you know, when you're down to 10 men and you're also like mentally drained, or you don't want to give any more effort or energy, that then it becomes like, what is wrong with Manchester United? What is up with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and coaching? Is he getting through to the players? Will these new signings really even help with the you know, with how the team is feeling about themselves. They're lacking confidence.
How would you play, though? How would you play if you're down to 10 men and you're already down, whatever, 4-5-1? You wouldn't care either. I'd be done. I'd be like, why are we still out here?
Well, if it was MLS where, like, goal differential's not really a big deal, maybe I would kind of feel that way a little bit. But the Premier League, every goal matters. So you should not you cannot just be giving up goals because it could be the difference between a Champions League spot or Europa League spot and nothing.
All right, well, I asked a question and you answered it. Good point. I think at the end of the day, I'd be like, whatever. Like, let's walk off. They get a 3-0 win, right, because we forfeited. Let's not risk it, right? We've got international duty coming up, right? Tammy Abraham's going to throw a big party I want to go to.
What was that?
Let's go. Let's get out of here and get ready for this party.
Yeah, that was a weird...
it was a surprise birthday party. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, and people were mad at him. But yeah,
how dare you get surprised, Joe?
But who's also planning surprise parties during this pandemic? Like, you ain't looking out for me.
You know who? Like... A girl who wants to keep Tammy Abraham. That's who. Bro, are you kidding me? She's like, I don't care about no pandemic. This dude's getting paid. All right, my clothing line's about to blow up.
Yeah.
We can't be risking this shit.
She got him a big cake, and inside the cake, instead of a stripper, it's just COVID. It's just COVID comes out. Like, hey, look what I got you. COVID's a stripper name. Yeah, she's coughing a little bit. Don't worry about that.
Check out coronavirus. Just turned 18.
Coming to the stage. Yeah. All right. Shout out to Swedish Fish.
You ain't even eating the real Swedish fish. Stop playing.
Healthy Ew, Swedish yo. Fish. Okay.
BSS Smart Sweets.
Stevia Sweetened. All right.
Your boy just had some fun-size M&Ms. What's good? Dude, I bought a bunch of Halloween candy. And I was like, oh, good. It's going to be on sale because it's after Halloween. Yo, it's not after Halloween.
It's not even close to after Halloween.
I thought it was the end of last month. I'm like, why am I paying $26 for this candy?
That's how 2020 has been, bro. You don't even know what month it was.
Fam, I'm destroyed.
Holidays, we still celebrating those? I love Northwood Guitar just said, COVID just turned 19. That's a good joke. That made me laugh.
I just said that.
That's not what you said? I didn't hear
that.
I said
just turned 18, meaning instead of 19.
Okay.
Whatever.
Anyway, do you hear Nutmeg?
There we go.
Is he in there?
This show has become... There it is!
There he is! He just got back from his walk, so shouts to all the subscribers. Thank you. That is Nutmeg. This is Nutmeg Kev. Nutmeg! Hey!
This is what the show's become. I feel bad for people listening. They're just hearing Christian go, Nutmeg! Hey! Look at him. He sat down!
Look, he's looking at the camera. He knows.
All right, that's kind of cute. He's gotten so big.
He has. He's doing this now where he instead of just laying in bed, he uses it as like an ottoman. Like, you know what I mean? He just sits. He just
like
puts
he's sitting on a curb.
Yeah. and now he has a Kong toy and then okay. like a one of those it's not a bully stick, but it's like a it's like what is it called?
Whatever. This isn't what the show is about.
Are you sure about that? Because I feel like 30 to 40% of the chat will disagree with you, Alexis.
Dude, this is called the Prem Show, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, yes, that was Nutmeg. Yes, and if you subscribe, you get access to Nutmeg Cam, okay? That's it. That's his OnlyFans, all right?
We got a lot of Hey Arnold fans in the audience. They're saying, Stoop Kid.
Nick Turnipple, he said it's a rawhide stick. It's not a rawhide stick, but everybody told me that those are dangerous and they're like chemical and stuff like that. So this is like a natural rawhide stick.
Have you ever seen those bull sticks or whatever they're called? Like those big?
Yeah.
They look like Slim Jims. You know what those are?
No, I feel like I've heard it, but what is it?
It's a bull penis.
Yes, it is a bull. That's what I heard.
A bully stick, yeah. Wow. Who bullied who? You know? The guy who ripped the penises off all these bulls?
Hey, look, Monkey.
Yo, Monkey!
Thank you for gifting all these subs. Oh, just absolute. Look at this. All right, we got to go back to Nutmeg. Nutmeg is, I believe, waiting.
Oh, it's like he knows, dude. He's like, am I on TV? Well, let me sit down and get a good angle here.
Is he hungry? I don't know if he's hungry. I feel like he's waiting for something.
Right? Does he have a friend coming over? Look at him.
He's just looking at Helene, I believe. He's just awake. Every time we open the refrigerator, he knows like that a treat will be coming out of there because we do those like licky mats. We freeze food.
And I don't know what a licky mat is, but I could imagine.
It is just like a rubber mat. Yeah. And then you put like peanut butter or different, like you could put goat milk or whatever and freeze it. And then you lay it down and it they eat it. They
keeps
lick
it. Its attention
it
for a while.
It keeps them there for a while. So,
Jared, put let's see, Nutmeg's paws. That should be on the OnlyFans. Yeah, the bottom of the paws are just for paying subscribers, yo. We'll try to take Nutmeg's money.
How many? Almost there, 819 says, how many subs to get Nutmeg a bull dick?
You mean like a petrified one to eat or just a fake one strapped onto him to see what he looks like having to drag around?
Iris Ghost said, I give my puppy pumpkin puree. Maybe I'll try that. I've tried carrots and a couple other things. So yeah, it's been fun. Okay.
You should give yours pumpkin spice lattes, bruh. You know
what
I mean?
Okay.
You got you a basic bitch ass dog, yeah.
About to go make a scene at a convenience store.
Okay.
I wear my mask.
The puppy asked for the manager at Pet Store. At PetSmart instead of Pet Store.
Petco. Anyway. Yeah. So Manchester United. What is no, actually, let's move on to Liverpool. They lost, obviously. You had mentioned earlier. They took away a lot of the attention of the Manchester United loss. Aston Villa absolutely dominant here. I watched this entire game. I do not.
Do you have any idea what happened?
I have no. I can't make any sense of it. It's just like you watch this game, you would just be like, oh, Liverpool. Oh, they're just a trash team. That's all. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing to see here.
This is one of my favorite things about soccer is that every once in a while you come across a team that just figured one thing out about you and they are just constantly attacking it. Now, here's the thing. I cannot figure out what that is. And from the look of it, neither could Klopp because he just stood there staring with a smile on his face.
Just
like
showing them big teeth.
You cheeky bastards. You just going to keep scoring on us?
Yeah. Really surreal.
I put the standings of the top 10 in the Slack if you want to pull that up, but it's ridiculous when you look at this because it's like this is not where anyone would have suggested most of these teams would be. Arsenal's in our first place, right? We're in fourth. Thank you very much. We're comfy, okay?
Okay, yeah, nobody's bothering us.
You know what else? Thank you, Monkey, another one.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Monkey's the best.
Yeah.
Gully as hell.
Oh, hey. Helene is in there. She's brushing. She is brushing Nutmeg.
You're still in the shot, Helene. We got to get her something to hide behind.
No, it's all good.
She ain't got no gloves on. She ain't scared.
Yeah, he's having frozen goat milk right now. That's what keeps him calm while we brush him.
You got to give him frozen Benadryl if you want him to relax. I'm just saying.
Okay, interesting approach.
You know what? Different strokes for different goat's milk, I guess. Let's look at the top 10. So we got Everton up top, right?
As we all expected. Let's go.
Now, here's the thing. Remember a couple years ago, I think it was, I forgot who was, I think Sheffield did the same thing when they first came up. They won their first four matches and everyone's like, oh my God. Like sometimes like, you know, a promoted team just has like a great start. Not that your club is promoted, but it feels like it should have been relegated many times in the past. Do you think this is sustainable? Let's talk Everton. Is their start sustainable?
Based on, look, not only have they won all their Premier League matches, they've also won their Carabao Cup matches as well. Colobanco just asked, is that how she grooms Christian's curly hair? Yeah.
Yeah. Christian's got frozen goat's milk. He's just sitting there looking at it. And he's like, wait a minute.
You made my girlfriend laugh as well. So that was great. Is it sustainable? They won their Carabao Cup matches. They won all their Premier League matches. So they didn't, even with their weaker lineup for the Carabao Cup matches, they still
against weaker clubs, though.
Against weaker clubs, but also one of them was, I believe, West Ham? from them? No, not West Ham. Who did they play in the Carabao Cup? There was one Premier League team that they did play against. Anyway, it's still it's not nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, the other people have lost. It's pretty late in the Carabao Cup.
You're like, people have lost.
People have lost to these teams.
And not just the teams we play. Other teams, sometimes two teams go to a game and one of them lose.
Don't dismiss it. Arsenal also, they advanced as well. Okay, Alexis?
Yeah, but I'm not sitting here talking about why this is sustainable. Okay. In fact, one of my questions is brought up by a hammered hamster. Do they have enough depth? For the Premier League,
I think
forget Carabao Cup, just like everyone in England does until their team makes it to the final.
So the interesting thing is, look, you would say, so if in a Premier League match, look, if without Richarlison, they won that game. Without Allen, they won. It seems like the linchpins of like who's gonna determine the success is going to be Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Doucouré, and Mina, I would say, like in those three.
You don't even think it's James?
I'm thinking, what if James doesn't play? And James didn't play.
I'm not talking about what if James doesn't play. I'm talking about the way the Premier League is structured. Is it's match after match after match after match, multiple competitions. Do they have enough depth? Let's say Alana's out. Okay, Doucouré could step in. There's going to be a time where that's not necessarily going to work. There's going to be a time where clubs have figured that out. Who's up next? Do you have, you know, are there youth players that could step up? The question for Arsenal, you know, having depth, I may sit here and say they don't have equal depth to their starting 11. You know what I mean? Their first 18 is very, very 11 heavy, but we've got some really versatile players like Maitland-Niles, Saka coming in, Cedric Suarez. Like, we have players that can get plugged in, and obviously a bunch of players that didn't get sold. I'm thinking we are able to do that, right? We are able to sort of maintain and withstand the onslaught of the season. Somebody said before, I forgot who said it, but yeah, maybe. There's two things, right? Everton needs to get knocked out. Here we go. Aussie AB said Everton needs to get knocked out of Carabao and FA Cups so they could focus on the Premier League. True. Are they able to win the Premier League? As it looks right now, yes. I don't know if they'll be able to sustain that. Maybe for the first time in a long time, something like a Carabao or an FA Cup is an opportunity for Everton to win a trophy. And should they be focusing more on that than the Premier League? Because I don't think they have what it takes to win the Premier League, but they definitely have what it takes to win Carabao Cup if these last 7 weeks are true.
Look, we don't. It's easy to say that they won't. They probably can't win it because they've never even been in this position in the last like 20 years, 30. Like,
you're mad at me. You're like, just let me enjoy the view from the top.
Yeah, we could say that about any team, right? Obviously, seeing Aston Villa in second and seeing Leicester in third place.
We know Aston Villa can't sustain this. That's not even a question.
Can they sustain it? I think with they beat Tottenham. Let me see. They beat Brighton Hove, Crystal Palace, West Brom, and Tottenham. Next up is Liverpool. If they beat Liverpool, they like legitimately win that game with a reasonable scoreline that's like 2-2 zip. Or 3-1 or something like that, then I'll feel like, yo, I think there's a real possibility that they can possibly do this.
I'd be more impressed if they gut out like a 2-1, like a late winner where they weren't just defending for their lives.
And they really have not played a game like that this season where they're just defending for their lives. The introduction of James has changed the identity of Everton. They are playing with so much possession.
Nutmeg agrees.
Okay, they're playing so much possession. They're playing with so much just confidence. The three, whether it's Doucouré, Allen, and James, whether it's and that's the thing. James is technically a forward, but he's never he has the permission to kind of go wherever he wants.
He reminds me of Dempsey in that he's like roaming. Like 1 minute he's on the left, 1 minute he's central. He's just finding open spaces.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, I said it. He reminds me of Clint Dempsey.
Jaron is saying that Liverpool game will be it. They will go up early and then have to defend for the rest of the game. I don't know what the – like, it'd be cool to see Everton defend with a level of confidence. But Liverpool are one of the best teams in Europe. I mean, there's not a lot of, unless it's Aston Villa, they're usually pretty fine. So can they sustain it? When you ask the question about depth, that's why I'm thinking about who is on the bench. You know, and the bench is pretty good. And I think they could, they're going to lose a couple games and the whole thing. They're not going to keep this unbeaten streak forever. But like Jaron said, I think this Liverpool match will determine, will help build the confidence of the team for probably the rest of the season. If they could get a win here, they haven't defeated Liverpool, I believe, at Anfield. I think the last time was like 2003 or something like that. It's been such a long time. It's
jeez,
unreal how this derby is going. So I'm optimistic though, and I've usually never been. If anybody has listened to the podcast of the last 5 years, you know how I usually feel about it.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and us, technically you.
The Cooligans have now gotten into the mask game, okay?
Right, everybody? We are big mask. That's the business we're in, baby.
Look, if you want to get, obviously everybody, you need a mask. Wear a damn mask if you want to get over this dumb pandemic that is ruining all our lives.
Right.
But so we decided, you know what, let's make one. And I think it would be kind of cool if it has the Cooligans logo on it. It also says stay safe and stay gully right on it. You'll be the freshest, gulliest mask wearer in the world.
Everybody at that Wegmans or wherever you go in as they're dragging some maskless Karen out and you walk past them wearing this will be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're just like, with your Cooligans mask, you're just going to be like, couldn't be me.
Okay? Nah, fam, I'm staying gully and safe. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to charity. We are I guess doing a collaboration with South Bronx United. They help the community in the South Bronx. They have a soccer academy. They do educational classes. They had a journalism class that Christian and I spoke at, and they were like, who are these two? They're not journalists. We know more than them. And I'm like, yep. Oh, these kids say the darndest things. And also they help out the community where they hand out masks. They do a lot of legal help for a community that could use all of those things. And we absolutely love all those things. We grew up in similar communities, so we wanted to give back. So 100% of the proceeds of this mask goes to that. And in fact, Upper 90, who is teamed up with us and is making the mask, actually gave us an even better deal so we could give even more to charity. So exactly. This would mean a lot to us if you would purchase this. Even if you didn't need an extra mask, it's worth having one, especially one that's as gully as this.
Exactly. So, you know, if you don't need one, give it to your child. Okay.
Right.
They could use a nice gully mask while they're
put one on your
learning.
Puppy.
Okay. So pick one up. You can get them at soccercooligans.com. They are from Upper 90. They're a high quality mask. They you can wear them for a long time. They're really comfortable. Highly recommend it. Even if you don't need one, all the proceeds do go to charity. So you'll be supporting a very good cause in South Bronx United. So again, you can see the description. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode, or you can just go right to soccercooligans.com and the link will be there as well. So pick up a mask today.
So Aussie AB says, will Calvert-Lewin go on and stay hot for the entire season? Big question. Here's what I'll say about Dominic Calvert-Lewin. He's not doing anything we didn't already knew he could do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not scoring worldies from 30 yards away where we're like, whoa, when did that happen? He's not getting lucky. He is doing what he should be doing for his size and skill set. If that's the case, if he's doing what he should be doing, then he should be able to stay this hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this reminds me of when, when Vardy was scoring in the first 11 matches and people were like, could he keep going? It's like, yeah, this is who he's been. He's just doing it more often. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is scoring headers. He's scoring in chances where the ball drops to his feet. He's getting put in great positions because defenders have to worry about more than just him. You even said it yourself. Sigurdsson looks good. That's how good this team is playing that people have to leave Sigurdsson alone. And he's like, finally, I get space again.
Yeah, I think Andre Gomez didn't play, I think, the last two matches. And that's probably been a good move as well.
Gylfi Sigurdsson off your bench is an incredible thing.
Very much so. But simply Look, and also Tom Davies off the bench as well went to close out those games. He's an incredible defender.
Yeah, big energy.
A lot of energy, a lot of pace. Just entertaining. It's just crazy that not only are they winning, but they're playing a fun and attractive style of football. This is crazy. What is going on? 2020.
Buddy, they're dancing. Everton's dancing.
They're having a good time. All right, and I want to play this as well. This is some people, if you follow me on Twitter, at Chris Polanco, hit that follow button. But there was a kid, an Evertonian kid, who is a fan of Everton, and he was helping his mom. So this was posted by Tony Blueblood. So as you see right there, I don't know. I assume it's a Everton fan. I'm assuming out of Liverpool. I'm guessing. But he posted this. Somebody shared it, and it started going viral. And I wanted to play this. This is a little kid who is an Everton fan. And yes, this is just a warning. It's not safe for work. I don't know. Okay, so here it is.
Yeah, who's working and watching Twitch? Accent, horrific accent aside, wildly cute, but also, who leaked the conversation of me talking to Christian when we started cooling?
This is so hilarious. My favorite part is, obviously, children swearing is always pretty entertaining.
Gold. I mean, pure nothing, gold.
Yeah, there's no comedian can write a joke that is better than just a kid swearing. Everybody knows that.
An innocent looking child swearing with a cute little accent. Gold.
It's adorable. But my favorite part is that his mom is saying, I'm not gonna say the F word. And then at the end when he's like, Can you help me sing fucking blues? Like, and she's like, no. She's like, but the song, the song is not even long. Like, that is the issue with the song.
Wait, is it a problem of time? Are you busy? You know?
Okay, we can sing it faster if you want, Mom.
There's nothing funnier than a kid holding a binky going, fucking blues. They say word really odd up there, man. It's like wowed.
Weird. So funny. And yeah,
I'm not going to say the wowed.
He's singing the Richarlison song. He's Brazilian. He only costs 50 million, and we think he's fucking brilliant. Richarlison, whatever. Yeah, you love it. And there's been another thing, too, where there's like an old... have you heard Spirit of the Blues? Have you heard this, Alexis?
Oh, the super old song. They put it in their videos sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like, and this is how you know Everton are not used to being successful. Because
their shit don't slap, dog. Their beats are mad old.
Because you know how Liverpool, they had their chant and like Mohamed Salah You Never Walk Alone. And you have like just these old boring songs that become hits. And now Everton has their old boring song that people are getting behind. So that's how, you know, things are on the up and up for the Toffees, okay? For the Toffiteros.
The Toffiteros. We got to get like Metro Boomin or 808s. You know, somebody got to get in there and fix it up a little bit. Because they're like, here we go, Everton. We're going to win the league. And it's like the worst marching band type shit.
Yeah, they sound like World War II propaganda songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
These songs are so bad.
They played that shit as you were filling out the draft information.
Okay, there's like, I feel like I should be... getting a GI Bill when
I should be saying goodbye to my girl, you know, as this song is getting played.
Fred 819 says, Tofiteros. Yes, Tofiteros is the thing that the we came up with. The cool
Colombians are called the cafeteros. There's so many Colombians on Everton now. Tofiteros.
Tofiteros, okay. All right, put it on a shirt.
All right, just put our name somewhere on that shirt.
Okay, all right. Oh, Nutmeg is getting a little. I believe he's hungry. Look, he wants his food. Look, he's shaking the camera.
He's going nutty.
So that's another thing. Now when he sees us getting food, he's like, yo, I need it right now.
Yeah. Oh, y'all eating without me? Don't y'all see me sitting here mad cute? Don't make me bite Christian. I see them gloves, bro.
This dog is spoiled. So people are telling me that as well, Jaren. I got to work on getting him to be a bit more patient. So we'll see. I don't know.
Well, look at why, yo. Christian's like, it's mean to pull on the leash. He's running, y'all.
It's hard. Oh, man, how do dog owners you do it?
You gotta have no compassion.
Okay. All right. Next up, let's look at the table again real quick.
Let's talk about Arsenal in fourth. Is that what you want to do?
No, I want to talk about, honestly, the team that was on the other side of that victory against Manchester. Let's talk about Tottenham a little bit. I know that you do not support that team much, but I gotta say that I think Youngmin Son this season, Harry Kane. They don't even have Gareth Bale yet, and they are absolutely looking amazing.
They're not absolutely looking amazing. They looked good, absolutely amazing. No, they're looking good. Here's the thing, and I've said this before. Harry Kane right now is probably the most creative midfielder in the league. That's not where he wants to be.
Okay.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I doubt I am. Homie wants to get buckets. Right now he's worried primarily about his stance on the national team, right? He's already solid gold in the league. Like, no one's worried about him in the league. Homie wants to be the top dog on the national team. He ain't making it as the midfielder. He ain't trying to be creative on the national team. Homie wants to get buckets. He's not getting buckets. Son's getting buckets.
I love Jaren is going in on you, Alexis. He says, Alexis is whack. His hate blinds him. Referring to Harry Kane, he wants to win. What a bad take. I love it.
It's a hot take. I don't know if it's a bad take. I've said it before. Like, you could see it in his eyes. Homie doesn't want to be the guy getting a bunch of assists. That's not his thing. Dude's not in Bundesliga. Dude wants to score buckets. He ain't Gio Reyna. He wants to be Haaland.
Do you think it was was it more Manchester United looking bad or Tottenham looking good in that game?
It was Manchester United capitulating.
Okay.
It just so happened to be against a club who at the moment in Tottenham was banging on all cylinders. So they're not a bad team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think that they're easy to beat. I think Jose Mourinho does what Jose Mourinho does, which is make a team that is at the very least threatening at every minute of the match, whether they're not defensively sound, which they typically are, whether they're more attacking. They're just going to be a threat at every point. You can't make a mistake against a Jose Mourinho team. What he's doing with tinkering with people's positions and lineup and the way they play, I don't understand it. I don't know why he does this every time. A team like Tottenham is very simple to set up. You don't have to work too hard. Guys like, Aurier are playing out of their skin. Everyone's trying to get in the first 18 and certainly in the first 11. That's kind of what you want. He's clearly created this system of competition, and there's an intensity of wanting to play well so Jose likes you, which is what he does. That said, Manchester United versus Tottenham should be a good game, right?
Yeah,
it should be good. When one of them doesn't play well, and people, Chupachachi said, which I love that I could say that, he said Man U is lazy. I don't know if it's lazy. They were, something happened, dude. I don't know if Ole has lost the locker room. Pogba seems to not have his head on straight, and I think Pogba could be one of the best players in the league, right?
Yeah.
Hey, clearly,
I just really enjoy watching Sun play. I mean, even though I know a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people, Sun transcends the Spurs hatred. You know what I mean? He's just such. He's just one of the best players in the league. He's just week in, week out. He is very much standing out. I mean, I don't know.
There were people on Arsenal that Tottenham fans would be respectful of because they're so good. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think the reverse has happened now. I think Son is a wonderful human being, right? Or at least has shown that. And he seems like the type of player that everyone wants to succeed, including me, okay? Jaron, right? I want him to succeed.
Jaron is saying, Alexa, say you like him.
Just not while wearing a Tottenham shirt. And also, like, this isn't the Tottenham team that I've grown up to hate. There's something happening there. And yeah, they're in sixth place, which I'm happy about, right? They're below us. But I don't know if they're a top four club. I don't know if they're set up to be a top four club right at the moment. And I don't know if Jose Mourinho has what it takes to get these ingredients to be a good dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think these are his players, dude. And I'm telling you, when Gareth Bale comes in, maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong, Jaron. But when it comes in, it is going to be a fucking mess when he starts to score and Harry Kane is just sitting there. I guess I have to give him the ball to score with when someone should be giving me the ball to score with.
Okay.
What a fucking goon.
Okay. No lies detected there. Let's talk about Arsenal for a second. How about Gunnarsson and that drama? So did we talk about it on
a little bit, but we didn't talk about Mesut Ozil offering to pay.
Yeah, that we didn't get to because that news didn't happen before we taped the show. I think that one's airing tomorrow, right? Where we talked about Gunnarsson. I think so. So that was the development. Gunnarsson.
Gets axed 27 years as the mascot, the dude in that
Jerry something. That's the guy's name.
Koi or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dude's been around for a long time. I mean, look, I love the Gunnarsson mascot. I think it brings a lot of joy to a lot of people, primarily the players. The players seem like everyone says it's for kids. Ian Wright will punch you in the face if you say something bad about Gunnarsson. It's like everyone loves Gunnarsson. Mesut Ozil, who famously didn't take the pay cut and everyone was mad at, and he said, well, he wanted to make sure that the money was going to go towards the employees, and then the employees go and get, redundantized. I don't know what they call it over there. They get laid off.
Made redundant.
Made redundant, right? So, like, they got that 55 staff before it got made redundant. And then all of a sudden, Gunnarsson does. But Gunnarsson died so we could have a partay, okay? Look at him.
Yeah, we met Gunnarsson as well. Last year in Charlotte. Lovely man, lovely dinosaur. We don't know what gender.
Brings a lot of joy to a lot of people, you know. But Mesut Ozil has offered to pay his salary so that he could come back.
So this is the interesting part that he posted on Instagram that he's offering to pay the salary as long as he is an Arsenal player. He put that in the caption of the post. Which is, that was the interesting part.
We got like 8 months.
Okay. We got another, 6 years of paying that man's salary.
But, I mean, Mesut Ozil, by the way, left out of the 23-man squad recently. So, I mean, clearly he's not in the books for whatchamacallit?
Arteta.
For Arteta. Clearly still being sort of pushed out, which... You know, I can't sit here and say I understand. You know, it's frustrating. The Europa League squad, he's not in it. The 25-man, by the way, Europa League squad. So he's continued to be off to the side. I don't get it. Get rid of the player. Pay some of his fees. Pay, give him away for free. Whatever you have to do. Why do you have a player that's making $350,000 a week and doing nothing?
Yeah, it feels like... bad business. You know what I mean? You know, it feels like when it comes to if you're just running a corporation and you have a department that offers nothing to the company, and you're still dumping 350,000 pounds a week in it, it feels like when it comes to how the organization is run, something there's an issue.
Here's what I'll agree with it, okay? There's only one way I'll agree with what's happening. Well, you'll pay somebody $350,000 so that, whatchamacallit, thank you. My wife just brought me a piece of prosciutto bread, lard bread. Thank you very much, babe.
Lard bread?
Do you know what lard bread is? Look, it's got pieces of prosciutto in it.
I'm sure it has lard.
Oh, yeah. It's made with a little bit of lard in the dough, and it's got cheese.
Mmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely combination.
I haven't seen you.
Love you, babe. Okay, so that's going to be on the show. can I have a napkin as well by any chance? Just because now I can't touch nothing because there's lard all over my fingers. A statement I've had to make many times in my life. Here's the way I'll agree with it, okay? They pay $350,000 a week to not start him out of pure pettiness and spite. That's the only way I'm okay with it. And you're like, you know what? You can't go anywhere until I sell you. So, yeah, it's going to cost me $350,000 a year for you to sit there and do nothing, but I will do it just so that you can't go do something.
Can they not? Do you think they can't move him? They can't sell him? Is that what it is? You think
they? Apparently his salary is just too much. That's the issue.
So
by the way, she put two cookies on the napkin.
But don't she's the best. In those situations, don't they normally get like another team to take on some of the wages, or the Arsenal could say like, "Yo, we'll pay half his wages, just take him from us."
Yeah, but I mean that's still an expensive player. I mean, what team? Colorado put because there's lard all over my fingers. Alexis Guerrero's 2020. They'd have to pay probably three quarters of that because the team he's supposed to be going to was Besiktas in Turkey? Turkey. Yeah, it's the one that
It's not Besiktas.
It's the new one. It looks like the Paris Baguette logo. That's a reference to a chain of boulangeries. so it's like a B with like the sticker. Anyway, look, the Erdogan, whatever his name is, who's the leader who a lot of people don't like.
He's like a
he
monster,
owns
yeah.
it. He's also friends with Ozil. They're pumping a lot of money into it. Suddenly that team's winning because everyone's afraid of Erdogan. And they're like, just lose against Besiktas. So that's the club that he's supposed to be going to. They won for the first time in a long time. So, or maybe, I think they're actually a relatively new club, but long story short, they can't afford, I don't think, even half of the $350,000.
That's so wild, man. It's pretty crazy. I mean, he's not like completely washed up, right? I mean, like it's so strange what's going on with Mesut Ozil.
He should be at MLS. He'd be killing it here.
He should be in DC, running a coffee shop.
I got a better option for you. He should be in Montreal.
Okay. You think he will work well being coached by Thierry Henry?
Yeah, and he's got Wanyama behind him, and he's got who was it? It's who's there, the guy they got from Houston? Quintero? Not Quintero, what's his name?
Kyoto. Remote Kyoto.
Kyoto. Yo.
Oh, so I'll see if he reminded Beast. Me. Yes. Let's talk real quick about Alexandre Mitrita. So there was this tweet from a, I don't know who it is.
It's some account that's writing in an Arabic language that we don't understand.
Let me see if I can find the tweet. Okay, yeah, see, here it is. And this looks pretty legit. It's a pretty well done.
Apparently, there's been rumors that Alexandre Mitrita, if you don't know who that is, he's a Romanian player that's owned by Manchester City that got purchased for NYCFC. So he comes from the Manchester City scouting from the Romanian league. He's playing really well this year. He seems to be the only creative option on NYCFC.
I mean, he had a rough start. He had a rough start.
A little bit of a rough start, but I mean, this year he's doing great. And he's been the most creative option after Maxi Morales got injured. So what are they doing? They're loaning him out.
That's
to...
That's the rumor, but there's literally... Look, and full disclosure, we obviously do
we
a show
know.
With NYCFC.
Yeah,
we have no idea. So when we saw this, we were just like, what? This makes absolutely no sense, especially He's obviously a designated player. He hasn't been with the team that long, and we've heard not even a whisper of him possibly leaving. So Aussie AB just said his wife is pregnant. He wants to be close with her, and even after the birth, he'll be 3,000 miles closer to her in Saudi Arabia. I guess that's possible.
Everyone said it's for personal reasons that he was going over there, so I guess that's it.
Yeah, I mean, this is
a subject for the Premier League show, huh?
But it's just something to get to. It's pretty wild. We'll stay on top of it. Obviously, he's a good player, and he's been doing well for NYCFC as of late. And it would suck, to see him go. But we'll see. It would put the club in a difficult position to how to figure out how to finish out the rest of the season, especially when they lost their starting striker already.
It's tough.
Okay, what else?
Speaking of Arsenal, by the way, they actually this happened earlier. They have to close one of their academies down because one of the staff members tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm.
So in all the talk about COVID-19, no one's really talked about how it's affecting the academies. I mean, this is something that, even more is just like this could affect like the entire generation of kids in the academy.
The academy kids are going to have to do distanced training.
Oh, my God.
Over Zoom.
Nobody wants that,
They're going to have to figure that out. Remember when we hung out with the Arsenal Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is also, I don't know, a lot of people may have not heard this story, but we were at ICC, obviously the ICC Futures, which is the International Champions Cup, where the European teams come and play
preseason matches. But like a big competition, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very, very fun. And we were hosting a couple games for the ICC Futures, which is like all the academy teams are playing in a tournament. So we were hosting at the actual games with all the crowds. We were tossing T-shirts and making jokes and all this stuff.
It was amazing.
Interviewing people on the field. Super cool. It was like pretty much the first time we got to do something like on the field like that. It was really, really fun. Arsenal were one of the teams in the competition. So we would go, after all the matches were over, we would go to, have dinner. And they would, in the hotel lobby, all the Arsenal, the whole Arsenal squad, not the kids, but the coaching staff.
The coaching staff was just sitting there hanging out, drinking pints with their mates.
And Alexis, what did you wanted the, was it so the they had Bruce just, Banana kit?
No, they just released a bunch of really dope sweatsuit, tracksuit looking content. They had that really cool commercial with Ian Wright and that dope song in it and Bellerin. And I was like, hey, do you guys get a discount on that? And they're like, probably. I'm like, could I pay you to buy it for me? Because it's impossible to get here in the States. And the guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, pulling it up. They've had a little bit to drink. I've had a little bit to drink. And I'm like, come on. Just get me a friends and family discount. I'm not asking you to give it to me for free. Unless you get it for free. And then if you don't want it, double XL for your boy, And they're like, if we get it, they're going to give it to us in our size. I'm like, who's the fattest coach? Let me pony up to that guy.
Answer me.
Let me see photos.
But
I actually found the video of that. So we could post this on social.
Yeah. So this was just to imagine. So there were probably about maybe 9 other people at this long table. And Alexis is badgering this British man.
Having a conversation.
He wants Arsenal gear.
Guy was being a dick. Just give me Arsenal gear. The guy's loaded. Head to toe.
Do you think the Arsenal Academy coaching staff make a lot of money? Is that the assumption?
No, they get the gear for free and they get a discount because they work for the club. That's all I was asking for.
It was the most uncomfortable thing. We seriously thought we were gonna get kicked off this damn gig. I'm like, why is he asking so badly? Buy
everyone was laughing. Everyone was laughing, might I add.
Yes, uncomfortable laughter does
whatever. Laughter's
laughter.
Laughter's
laughter.
Who gives a shit?
Anything else? Do we have anything else today? We're an hour in. Is there anything else?
Yeah, do you guys have any questions for us? Absolutely.
Any questions or things that you think hey, maybe we left out, maybe something you would like us to talk about.
I have a question for you, Christian. Seeing as how Everton has played the last few weeks and seeing as how Liverpool just got destroyed, you would assume that they have to come in, Liverpool, and they have to establish dominance, what you won't do with your dog. They have to establish dominance, and they have to prove that that was just a fluke, right? That said, what do you think? Who do you think shows up? Do you think shows up the Liverpool team that played Aston Villa? Or do you think you guys are going to lose?
I think the team that played Aston Villa is going to show up, because we saw Liverpool have given up 5 goals in these 4 games. Same as Everton, but the game against Leeds, five goals. I was looking at the wrong number. They've given up 11 goals in 4 mm-hmm. games. Obviously 7 came from the against Aston Villa. The defensively or whatever, maybe it's the championship hangover. I don't know what it is, but Liverpool have not looked that strong defensively. They're giving up all these goals that they really were not doing last season. Mm-hmm. So I think they are. I think they're still figuring stuff out defensively. They have a lot to sort out. If Everton is going to beat Liverpool, this is their best chance right now.
It has to be, right? They're a little weak, and they have to come out strong.
Yeah.
And that brings me to my last question, which is whose win was bigger? Was it United's 1-6 loss to Tottenham, even though there was a red card, or was it Villa 7-2 win against Liverpool?
Has to be
the Liverpool win, right? The Liverpool Villa. Loss.
Yeah. That's the bigger... the bigger win or the bigger loss?
Which is the bigger loss?
The bigger loss? Oh, then the bigger loss.
It might be Tottenham's, actually. I mean, it might be United's.
United.
And here's why. Because this might kill Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, okay?
Yeah, I think that loss meant more to the psyche of the team. I think Liverpool overall will still be fine because they're still pretty damn good. Okay.
Aussie AB wants to know the emergence of young U.S. kids in Europe. How exciting is this? I'm really excited. I'm more worried to see how they play together as a unit for the national team. I think that's why we're so excited about this, right? No one's excited just because Americans are playing well in Europe. We're excited because, like, wait a minute. Are people going to respect us?
It's going to be interesting what who Greg Berhalter is going to call up when the U.S. even gets an opportunity to play any of them games, right? But it's going to be probably one of the first times where not the entire starting lineup, but like the majority of it could include no like MLS dudes for the first time in a very long time. So that's going to be kind of wild, right?
Although, you know, either Giazzi or Altidore is going to get in the club, right? In the squad, and probably Michael Bradley too. I mean, although he's getting up there, but you do want that veteran presence at least for the run up to the World Cup. So you're going to have those guys in there for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well,
I say we do a 4-6-0 like Spain did that one year. Remember that? That way we could get all these dope midfielders in the match. Like, who gives a shit about a forward? We'll figure it out. Whoever's closest to the goal. Quick, kid.
Chupachachi said, I don't want to see Ali get sacked. Why not? That's an issue. I've never really seen many people defending him. He's not been great.
I think it's because he's a legend. That might be the only reason.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, it can't be for his... I mean, we could argue about his record, but he did get them into Champions League. Sorry, but Nutmeg is barking again. Let's see what he is up to. I think he's figuring out how to stay calm. See, this is
no,
what
he's
does.
Not. He's fighting to get out.
He does this all the time.
You're going to have one of these dogs that knows how to open the door. You know what I mean?
Okay, hopefully I'll attend to him shortly.
You know what? Ratina TP. Okay, there you go. Ratina Ha TP. Put bold prediction. Berhalter calls up Berhalter instead of Bradley. He might call up his kid, and his kid is looking great over at Columbus Crew.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well there.
Will Reyna even make the team? Aussie AB. Are you kidding me? If they said he had the Berhalter has to put his dad in to get Claudio Reyna. Claudio's in the team. Are you out of your mat? Oh, rat in a hat.
Oh, wait. So my girlfriend says to put the camera back on him. Let me just, Nutmeg, let me just see what's going on. Oh, wow.
Oh, what a switch up,
what
huh?
What a difference.
Would you blow dart? What'd you do to this thing? He's just sitting there comfortably.
Okay. He calmed down quite quickly. All right, cool.
Chupa Chachi says you need to assert dominance like Alexis does with pizza. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, Aussie AB mentioned the emergence of, no, not that one. Sorry. We asked, of course, somebody asked about.
Judd on the bench said the Benadryl kicking in. It was frozen. Takes a little longer.
Some architect said, what are your thoughts on Champions League draws? The draws. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Champions League draws. You know what? Let me actually.
Yeah, I got to look it up.
Pull that up because there were some. You know what? Thank you for reminding me because I that was one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and I completely forgot to put that on the rundown. Let's look at the table. What's the best way to look at this?
I'm looking at Group B right now, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, okay, here it is. So, I mean, it's a little small. Sorry about that. Group A, Atletico, Bayern, Rebel Salzburg, and Lokomotiv Moscow. I think the big one was the
Group B.
Barca and Juve, right?
Oh, no. I'm looking at Real Madrid versus Inter and Mönchengladbach. That's going to be a fun one. Shakhtar Donetsk is still in there.
Juve, Group G, Juve Barcelona is like the one everybody was saying, like, oh, look, it's rigged again. They want to get Messi and Ronaldo to play each other and blah, blah, blah.
Well, good. I mean, that'll be fun. Chelsea got an easy one. Krasnodar, Rennes, and Sevilla. I mean, Sevilla's tough, but damn.
Chelsea's in what group?
That's E.
Yeah, they're. They
oh,
should.
Look, Group H is the club I'm talking about. Istanbul, Basaksehir.
Basaksehir. Okay, yeah, they're going to have a tough old time. Manchester United, PSG, and RB Leipzig. They're probably not doing too much out
More
there.
More like Basaksehir are no longer here. Am I right? Am I right,
Whoa.
Everyone?
Are you right? When does the Champions League, when do the group stage matches begin? Does anybody know? I haven't.
I do not know, but I'm
excited.
Should
be pretty soon, right?
Let's see here. They might list it. Tuesday the 20th is the first one, match day one. That's Zenit versus Club Brugge.
Okay.
And a bunch of other. Oh, Chelsea plays Sevilla. Barca plays Ferencváros.
Greece.
Which is, bruh, I hope you get some jersey swaps because the only shit y'all getting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Lazio versus Dortmund was kind of cool, right? Dortmund's got some very progressive fans. Lazio on the other side.
Maybe we will do
PSG versus Man United. 3:00. That's going to be fire, dude.
Okay. All right. So the one thing I wanted to
Bayern versus Madrid.
Ooh. Oh, shout out to Monkey again for the gifting another sub. Monkey, you're a hero. Thank you.
Monkey,
so much.
You're the goddamn best.
Okay. Also,
Monkey, join Gully Squad.
Before we wrap up, so this is a surprise that Alexis does not remember. We are going to be doing a giveaway on Twitch.
That's right.
We're going to be giving away a copy of FIFA 21. So that is a surprise. So thank you for hanging out with us, everybody on Twitch, and now you get to hear about that. So the way you do that is all you got to do is just follow us here. We will let the winner know when they won. How about let's add this? We'll announce the winner on next week's Prem Show. But if you're a subscriber. It counts as like two, entries. So you have a higher
Monkey
chance.
Just really hooked everyone up.
So you have a higher chance of winning. So please.
If you're already a follower, you already have an entry.
You're exactly. So, yeah. And obviously we'll give you the copy of FIFA 21 for that, whatever system that you have or whatever, PS4 or Xbox, whatever. And the good thing
PC,
is that,
if you're one of those monsters.
And the good thing is that those will transfer over to like the PS5 or the Xbox Series X as well. We're also going to be doing a giveaway on Instagram as well for maybe there might be people who don't follow us on Twitch or do not care. We're going to be doing a giveaway on Instagram as well. So you have another opportunity to win there as well. So follow us on Instagram at SoccerCooligan. So
Colo Blanco said, what if you have it already?
Okay.
Well, then. Don't join. Then give it to someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You can give it to someone else if you want it. Yeah, we'll send you like the code, the download code, so that you can download it and put it on your system.
How about this? If you already have it, we'll cut a little lock of Nutmeg's hair.
Exactly. He has to get groomed soon, so I'll have plenty of hair to go through.
Christian, you're going to be picking it up off the PetSmart floor.
All right. So hopefully, we get more, people aware of what we're doing. Hit that follow button if you are not following us already. And thank you for hanging out with us here on Twitch. So everybody listening to the podcast, we appreciate you. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligan, to be a part of this show. Everybody in the chat is so damn awesome and cool and fun, and it makes the show a lot more fun and inclusive.
You guys are absolutely hilarious.
We have a great time with you guys. We genuinely mean that. Okay. So anything else that I need to mention? No, right? I think that's it.
That's it, baby.
Okay. So let us end the show the way we normally do. Okay. But with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!